in the limelight.
It's clear that AIPAC has its work cut out for it in boosting its preferred candidates in Democratic primaries. Under the circumstances, it makes good sense to use Republican mega-donors' money and make no mention of the Israeli regime if AIPAC wants to raise money and effectively engage Democratic voters. Dear listeners, this was part of an article written by Illy Clifton, investigative journalist. This article is published under the heading, AIPAC's New Strategy. Spend millions on elections, don't mention Israeli regime. Here's more. The American-Israel Public Affairs Committee's announcement late last year that it would launch a super PAC, the United Democracy Project, and endorse candidates sent shockwaves through foreign policy and advocacy communities. AIPAC had long refrained from engaging in electoral politics, preferring instead to lobby members of Congress to support maintaining the Zionist regime's nearly $4 billion in annual military and other aid from the United States. But now that the Super PAC is active, raising over $27 million and running ads to support or oppose Democratic primary candidates for the 2022 midterms, it's becoming clear that UDP's fundraising and spending strategy is raise money from hawkish Trump-supporting GOP big donors and spend on ads to benefit Democratic candidates who won't question U.S. policy towards the U.S. biggest foreign military aid recipient. Curiously, though, the ads paid for by UDP, affiliated with the largest pro-Israel group in the country, don't mention the group's central issue, the Israeli regime. And that might be because AIPAC's central issue, the Israeli regime, has a remarkably little salience with U.S. voters. Polling conducted between 2010 and 2020 by the J Street, a Democratic Party-aligned group often at odds with AIPAC on a host of issues, reveals that Jewish voters, a demographic often expected to prioritize candidates' views on the Israeli regime, place an extremely low priority on Israel-related issue in elections. In a decade of polling, J Street found that the Zionist regime was a top two voting issue for between 4 and 10% of Jewish voters. In June, AIPAC rankled Democrats and earned extensive coverage in Jewish American and Israeli news outlets by endorsing 37 Republicans who voted against certifying President Joe Biden's election victory. AIPAC defended its decision to endorse the candidates to run campaigns at the Jewish Telegraph Agency. As a single-issue organization, we remain focused on our mission of building bipartisan support in Congress to strengthen the U.S.-Israel relationship, AIPAC spokesperson Marshall Whitman told campaigns. But AIPAC's Super PAC didn't seem to get that message. Their ads don't mention the Israeli regime, AIPAC's single issue, and explicitly made an issue of the contested election in an ad boosting Michigan State Senator Adam Holyer. When Donald Trump tried to throw out Detroit's presidential vote, Adam Holyer fought alongside Governor Whitmer to stop him. Said an ad supporting Holyer in August 2nd Democratic primary for Michigan's 13th district. Holyer lost the primary, but the ad revealed the cynical opportunism behind AIPAC's electoral strategy that leads the organization to endorse candidates who oppose certifying the election results while running ads promoting another candidate's work to certify the election, all while avoiding mention of the single issue that qualifies candidates from both sides of the contested election to earn AIPAC support. Last week, APAC PAC Director Merlin Rosenthal and United Democracy Project CEO Rob Basin answered questions about their electoral strategy from Jewish Insider. Rosenthal said their campaign work is allowing us to clearly define who is and who is not pro-Israel. Unquote. When asked about the Israeli regime not playing a significant role in APAC's campaign messaging, Basin responded, "I would just say about that, first of all, the issues that UDP has focused on have been the issues that are foremost on the minds of voters. That being said, I think the views of the candidates on the US-Israel relationship have been made clear on their websites and their position papers in their voting records." Unquote. Perhaps the most telling aspect of UDP's work has been where the group raises and spends its money. Two of UDP's biggest individual funders are Home Depot co-founder Bernard Marcus and hedge fund manager Paul Singer. Both contributed $1 million to the UDP Super PAC. Both are Trump backers and Republican Party mega donors, regularly contributing millions of dollars to Republican candidates in each election cycle. That's in sharp contrast to where UDP spends its money: Democratic primaries. UDP's decision to influence Democratic primaries in order to defeat incumbents deemed insufficiently pro-Israel, with funds partially originating from Republican megadonors while actively avoiding mention of the group's organizing principle, the belief that America's partnership with Democratic ally, the Israeli regime, benefits both countries, maybe a symptom of the Democratic Party's drift away from unconditional support for the Zionist regime. The UDP did not respond to a request for comment about why their campaign ads avoid mention of the Israeli regime. Only 0.5% of Democrats listed the Zionist regime as their first choice when asked to name the two countries that you think are the most important allies of the United States today, according to a University of Maryland survey conducted in March. Only 0.9% listed the Israeli regime as their second choice. The most popular choices by Democrats were the UK and Canada. Among Republicans, 20% listed the Zionist regime as their first choice selection, and 9.3% listed the Israeli regime as their second choice. With those starkly contrasting numbers, it's clear that APAC has its work cut out for it in boosting its preferred candidates in Democratic primaries. Under the circumstances, it makes good sense to use Republican mega donors' money and make no mention of the fake regime of Israel if APAC wants to raise money and effectively engage Democratic voters.